So the question that our readings make us ask today is this: what am I living for? Now, obviously, all of you are here, and I can assume the good intention of your hearts. You want God. You want to go to heaven. You want to live for Him. That's there, right? But sometimes we have to look at it more in like the daily decisions I'm making. What am I living for? Do I make those decisions in my day in order to draw closer to God every day so that I can be with Him forever? Or do I make my decisions more just to kind of be comfortable in my life, which is common, all of us. I do it too, right? How often, I mean, I think we each can even recognize this in my heart, I will use distractions, whatever those are, instead of really turning myself to God. Maybe to even avoid turning to Him about certain things, right? What am I living for? St. Paul, let me start with this. First of all, there's a young group of men in our parish who are doing this thing called Exodus 90. Exodus 90 is a spiritual, ascetical, and a fraternal program for 90 days that's built especially for young men, really to build up the disciplines of a holy life for them. So listen to some of the things they're going to be doing. Number one, spiritually, they make a daily holy hour. How many young men do you know who pray 1 hour every day? That's phenomenal. And in that, they also read the day's scripture and reflection provided for each day of this. In the ascetical practices, the self-discipline practices, these ones will get you. Take short, cold showers every day. Regular, intense exercise in your life. Get a full night's sleep, at least 7 hours. No alcohol, no desserts, no sweets, no eating between meals, no pop, no sweet drinks, no television, movies, or televised sports or video games, or any non-essential material purposes. Only listen to music that lifts your soul to God. Only use screens for work, school, or essential tasks and communication. Wednesdays and Fridays are days of fasting. No meat, one full meal, two smaller meals. And then also fraternity. Fraternity, they get together with the other men to talk about how their week's going every week. And every day they check in with one of the other guys to say, how are you doing? I'm so proud of these men. That's tough. St. Paul, he's got a great line in our second reading. He says, if for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are the most pitiable of people. Okay? There's truth to that. If the reason I'm doing everything I am as a Christian is just to follow Christ, is only for this life, God, we look pretty poor, you know? Who if you haven't asked yourself that question sometimes? God, if only, Lord. You know, people look in and say, oh, you poor Christians, you know? We get to do whatever we want and have all the fun we want. And I think every one of us have had that time in our life that same question came up for us. God, sometimes I just wish I could do this, do that, do that. And I think oftentimes we rationalize and give ourselves permission for those things, don't we? It's very easy to say, well, God doesn't really care about that. But at the same time, I think He does. Why does Paul think it's worth being a Christian? If he says, look, if we're just doing it for this life, we're the most pitiable of people. What makes it worth it? There's another group of college students. Last weekend, I prayed for them at Mass. They took a weekend and they went to the SEEK conference to seek God in their life in college, to give a whole weekend to Him, to draw closer to Him, so that they could also bring Jesus back to their campuses. I'm so proud of those young men and women that went to that conference. It inspired their faith. There's also a group of women this weekend going on retreat, a silent retreat, leaving everything, their family, their lives for a while, and just going to seek God for a whole weekend. Women from our parish. There are so many beautiful things happening here in our Arid Faith community, right? Jesus said, I have come that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete. I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. My peace I give to you, but not as the world gives it. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. All of those things in our minds are lies. That somehow this would be more fun or make me joy-filled or happy. Because that wasn't what Jesus said. What all of these people, these men, these women, these college students I'm talking about, what they are seeking, what they know is that only having Christ and living for Him will make my life happy. That only in Him will I find joy, really, truly joy. What am I living for? If the only thing I'm really seeking in my life is Christ, it makes me look at everything else in my life differently. Now listen to the Beatitudes, what Jesus preached today, because they're a little confusing at times. But if, think about it in that perspective. If what I'm seeking in everything is only Christ, everything else, in some sense, matters less. So Jesus says, "Blessed are you who are poor, you who are hungry, you who are weeping." And we're like, what? I mean, St. Paul's words, right? You're the pitiable, most pitiable of people. To be poor, hungry, and weeping doesn't sound very good. But what does Jesus say? He says, no, you are blessed. For the kingdom of God will be yours. For you will be satisfied, and you will laugh. I think the best one is the last one. And blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you and insult you. That doesn't feel good. But rejoice and leap for joy in that day. Because behold, your reward will be great in heaven. The point is what? That I'm seeking Christ. What about the woes? Woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way. Now, Jesus is not saying that these things of the world are bad. The point is this. Am I seeking these things in the world, or am I seeking Christ? Am I living for heaven, or am I just living for this world? For the good life, for the retirement, for the money, for the friends, for the honor. Because if that's what I'm seeking, then you've received your reward already. And there won't be anything waiting for you. But if what I'm seeking is Christ, then even if I find myself poor in this world, if I find myself in a time of suffering now, if I find myself hungry and not satisfied in whatever way that means for you, it'll be okay. Because what I have is Christ. Now this sounds great. In fact, I'm going to read this little line. It's from the first principle and foundation of St. Ignatius. He kind of took this and put it into another way. And I just want you to think about this. I thought it was just a very clever way. Basically, he says this. All the things that are created on earth were created in order to bring us closer to God. That's the goal of everything. That everything in our life would draw us closer to Him. Therefore, in our life, we should not prefer health over sickness. Riches over poverty. Honor rather than dishonor. A long life rather than a short life. And so in all the rest of things, that what we ultimately desire and choose is only what will bring us closer to God. So here's a prayer that I know every one of you would be most glad to say. God, if more money is going to bring me closer to you, then I accept it. Yeah, all right, I can pray that prayer. Right? Because that could be possible. For some people, that is what the Lord gives. And it will be a blessing that they use in such a way that it brings them closer to God. That's a good thing. See, it's not saying it's bad. But, Lord, if poverty is actually what's going to bring me closer to you, then Lord, I accept that. That's harder, isn't it? Lord, if good health is what will bring me and my family, my members closer to you, then I want that. I choose that. But Lord, if this sickness is actually going to bring me closer to you, then I choose that. I want that. A long life or a short life, which we've all seen, right? Now again, that sounds great. But we also have to be real about it. Because those college kids, when they come back in the first weekend, they decide not to go out and to party with their friends. And they get up in the morning and they're the only one coming to Mass of their whole dorm. And they feel pretty lonely. That's hard. When someone's dating, their boyfriend or girlfriend breaks up with them because they say no. That's crossing my boundaries. You kind of wonder what my future is going to be. When you choose to give away your money to the poor, to the church, to God, that you could have used to buy the new toy that you wanted, the new whatever it was, and then you see your friends, your neighbors that have those things, and you get jealous of them. That's hard. When you're following Christ daily, you're choosing to pray, and bad things still happen. A family member dies. Someone gets cancer. You lose a job. It can feel pretty unfair, can it? Or even just simple things. When you shut off the TV at night because you know that the values that the TV has given you are not the values of the Christian world anymore. And now you're like, what am I going to do with the rest of my evening? I'm bored. But what just happened there? They're not easy. But what just happened was you just chose Christ in your life. And so rejoice and be glad that you chose him. Because having Christ is what gives us true happiness and joy. What am I living for? I'm going to end with a little demonstration. We'll see if it works. I had to go find something that would work. So I found this extension cord. I found the longest extension cord I could possibly find. This extension cord is your life. We're going to see how this works. Could be interesting. Okay, this is your life. Here we go. I'm not trying to say your life is tangled. Your life is really long. This is the longest extension cord I've ever seen in my life. Okay? This is your life. Although actually in reality, you probably have to imagine this extension cord going all the way around the church. This is your life. This is your life on earth. This is what you are living right now. And we so often focus everything right here. And that's all we can see. This is the rest of your life. You're going to live forever. Forever. Our life here is preparing me for here. What are the decisions I'm making today that get me ready for that? Because it makes everything look different when I think about it that way. That what I really want to choose today is Christ. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven.